Good evening. As usual, we begin our eighteenth seminar. This is the 18th, number 18. So thank God, a great accomplishment because of God's grace and because of your commitment. Father Irene, 1 year I said to them because of the economy. I said, let us have it every other year. So the whole room in one voice said no. So they are committed and they are, and I am committed, and they know that I am with them here, and we will doing it more and more, God willing. So, as usual, we begin our seminar in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Beloved Father Irene, and beloved Holy Brotherhood, it is with great joy that I welcome you all to this 18th annual clergy seminar of the Diocese of Los Angeles and the West. I am pleased to be with you and look forward to a spiritually uplifting time together. I would like to welcome our guest speaker for this seminar, Archimandrite Irene Steenberg, the Dean and Director of Studies at Saints Cyril and Athanasius Orthodox Institute. Father Irene is an Archimandrite of the Russian Orthodox Church, a visiting professor in Orthodox theology at Santa Clara University, and the superintendent of the St. John of San Francisco Orthodox Academy. Father Irene's scholarly work centers on patristic theology, especially anthropology in the Orthodox patristic tradition, specifically in the early period of the Church. His work is marked by a strong emphasis on historical development and its relationship to modern theological discussions. We are most pleased and honored to have him with us as our guest speaker. Our theme for this seminar is the Church as Shepherd and Man as Sheep. Renewing the mystery of the pastoral life. Our purpose is to share experiences, discuss important issues, and most of all, to uplift each other by our common goal as pastors, to bring the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to people in such a way as to transform their lives forever in a positive and loving way. We are ever mindful that it is our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ who is the Good Shepherd. He has taught us that I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own, John 10:14. Regardless of the office or ministry that we may have in the Church, we are all the sheep, and our Lord Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd. In the Gospel of St. John 21:15-19, our Lord asks if the Apostle Peter loves him. When Peter answers, "You know that I love you," the Lord directs him to feed my sheep. We know that the Lord does not say, feed your sheep. We had a big discussion last June in the Holy Synod in Balamand Monastery, that some bishops, you know, like as we hear, we make the same mistake, we say, this is my parish. And some bishops were saying, you know, like they are saying that this is my archdiocese. No, it's not yours. God has entrusted you to do it. Has chosen us to do it. Has honored us to do it. But his kingdom, his sheep. So we know that the Lord does not say, feed your sheep. Since the Lord never intended to transfer the role of shepherd, but rather to allow the clergy to act as shepherds on behalf of him. It is precisely in this role and with this understanding that we come together for this clergy gathering. The Gospel of St. Luke 10:38-42 records the encounter of our Lord Jesus Christ with Mary and Martha, the sisters of his friend Lazarus. The Lord says to Martha, "You are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her." This is indeed the central challenge for all pastors, to focus diligently on the one thing that is needed, which is our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, and not to fall into the trap of being troubled by many things. At all times and in all things, we must be centered on our Lord Jesus Christ. We must not shift our eyes or our hearts from our Lord Jesus Christ, lest we suffer the fate of the Apostle Peter as he walked on the water and lost his focus on the Lord. The oceans of sinfulness and earthly care are stormy and deep and are ready to devour us if we lose sight of our Lord Jesus Christ as the center of our lives. We must take to heart the teaching of Elder Epiphanius of Athens, and I quote, "The priesthood is a very great gift of God toward mankind. It is the conduit of the grace of God." End of quote. If we are truly the conduit of the grace of God to the people, then we are truly the living presence of our Lord Jesus Christ for his people. It is through our thoughts, words, and deeds that our people will see our Lord Jesus Christ. It is through our love and compassion that the people will know our Lord Jesus Christ. It is through our lives as caring pastors that our people will experience our Lord Jesus Christ. I urge you, beloved brothers and children, I urge you all to make the most out of this opportunity which you have been given. Be fully present to the scheduled talks, to our praying together, and to the fellowship with each other, which is truly precious. May our gracious and loving Lord watch over us and guide us as we pursue the awesome responsibility which has been given to us to be the representatives of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this earth. Before I came here into this room, I was telling one of the brethren here my experience in this new mission in Temecula, just like 24 hours ago. After the church, after a glorious day took place, the beginning of this church, the birth of this church. So I had like some meeting. I had some meeting with a few individuals. My teaching in the church, you know, like I lost my voice yesterday, praising God with them, showing them the anthems and what it means, because I gave them the new anthems for the first time. And I told them there is a holy relic there. And my homily, my teaching, blessing the building with the holy water, and my homily in Arabic, and I repeated myself in English as well to fit everyone. And we praise God, you know, a lot yesterday in a doxological way. In the meeting, we went back to square one. The whole discussion in the afternoon or in the evening was about money. How can we make money in the church? And I started, you know, like, you know, Pentecost took place in the morning, and now we will go back like to a business. So again and again, they ask me million of questions how we make money in the church. I am sure that they are good people. I am sure that they are hungry. But I am sure at the same time that they, because of fear, because they are afraid of like something to stop them from growing. So that's why they keep talking about money. But beloved in Christ, help me in my ministry. As I said to you, and Father Irene never heard this, but let me say it. And I said it, by the way, yesterday in my homily. 2 weeks after we had you speak to us in San Francisco, you remember when I fell asleep and you were teaching? I just arrived from Lebanon, from overseas after my election, so that's why jet lag, you know, and so I fell asleep. I took advantage of his love and of his forgiveness. So 2 weeks after that, we gathered in the symposium in the Antiochian village, and a gentleman who served this archdiocese honorably, and he knows the archdiocese, and he knows what he was saying. He said to me like this, with his finger, "Sayyidina, Saint Raphael was a great man." I said, "Of course. He brought orthodoxy to this nation, to the Antiochian church, and to others." "Sayyidina, Metropolitan Anthony Bashir was a great man." "I know." "Sayyidina, Metropolitan Philip was a great man. He brought power and strength and money into this archdiocese." I said, "I know." And he said to me at the end, "You, what you're gonna do for us." And without any hesitation, I said to him, "Now I'm gonna save souls." His finger starts like coming down. And he said to me, "Wow, I never heard such a thing in my life." And he left. Without asking him to leave, he left. So they don't understand this language. They understand the language of power, that the Metropolitan has a power to bring more money No, before money, I have to bring you in first. I have to bring your children first. I have to bring all the faithful. So that's why, you know, like I chose this with Father Irene, I chose this theme. We have one good shepherd. We are not like inventing the good shepherd. We have him. But we have to act as a good sheep. So do you love me? Do it then. Do it. Not me. Peter asked this question. Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Do it. So please do it. You are carrying a holy ministry. More precious than power and then money and then anything else. So what's good? What's good like to gain the whole universe and lose the kingdom of God? What's good? So that's why we are here. That's why we have a good speaker. That's why we have a professor. That's why we have one like us, like a priest ordained. Like he knows what he is talking. He is not like just a professor, a scholar like in some college. But he is like, he has the knowledge and he is practicing it. So that's why, you know, let us stand up and welcome him.